Andrew Kelleher, good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
The obligatory concert review, Eminem, out of 10?
Oh, it'd have to be a 10.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you one of the...
Sorry?
Were you one of the 16 who got arrested?
No. Okay. I managed to not involve the police in my evening.
Okay. Did you bust some moves?
I danced on the inside, Mike. Okay. But you know, I wasn't an Eminem aficionado. But geez, you can't deny the energy of the man. He had 45,000 people in the palm of his hand, Mike. It was raw. It was pulsating. He was charismatic. It was a memorable evening.
Good on you. Well, let's talk about the terms of trade and the building consents. My word, yep. We're building a lot of buildings.
Yeah, let's just talk about terms of trade first. There was a couple of pieces of data came out on Friday, so they give us a bit of an insight into the domestic economy. Terms of trade, look, it's the ratio of an index of the country's export prices to an index of the import prices. So it measures whether the external trade exports are actually helping pay for our imports. So it's an important piece of data, and it's all been good news with terms of trade, Mike. I mean, this index has basically been trending higher for 20 years, and that tends to lead structural support to the economy and the currency. And if I look at the trade-weighted index, at a very broad level of comparison, that's been tracking higher as well for 20 years. But look, it dropped a little bit in the fourth quarter. It fell 3%. And the issue appears to be lower dairy prices, higher oil prices. So the export price is slightly lower, input price is slightly higher. But it didn't capture that rise in dairy prices that we saw late in the quarter, and the fact that oil prices also started to fall away in the quarter as well. So I think signs are reasonably encouraging that terms of trade will stay firm over 2019. Dwelling consents here, Mike, picked up strongly in January, up 16.5% compared to last year. We're now at a 44-year high there on dwelling consents, 33,576 consented. Big focus on Auckland, healthy number of apartments. But Mike, just one question and one issue, and Stats New Zealand picked up on this. We say we're at a 44-year high, but in 1975 there were only 3 million people in New Zealand. There's now 5 million now. So if we do it per 1,000 people, we were consenting 13 new homes per 1,000 in 75. Now we're only 7. But I want to leave you with one question to ponder here, Mike. Are we at peak housing?
Yes.
Consent activity is plateauing. I think we're at peak housing.
I think we probably are. Now, I know what he's trying to do, but can you jawbone the dollar?
Well, it'll be very interesting to see, and that we'll see this morning when markets open whether or not he can. So this was Trump speaking over the weekend at the Conservative Political Action Conference. This was in Maryland. Very wide-rating speech. It's 2 hours long. One of the longer ones he's given, actually. But he had a real crack at the dollar and at Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. He said the country's doing well despite the actions of the central bank. He wants a strong dollar, but a dollar that does great for our country, not a dollar that's so strong that it makes it prohibitive for us to do business with other nations and take their business. Now, in the way he also had a good dig at Jerome Powell, but he referred to as the gentleman that likes raising rates in the Fed. Look, it's going to be very interesting to see how markets react to this, because you can sort of, it's a little bit like the crying wolf, whether or not he just has too many goes at this. Very unusual to openly criticize the Fed chairman like this, really breaking with previous protocol. I had a quick look. I can only find that Nixon made sort of direct comments. So it's unusual that he does it. And the interesting situation you'll have here, we've got non-farm payrolls at the end of the week. If that's a strong number, then it really does set up. Because remember, the Fed is data dependent now. So we get strong data that sets these two up against each other again.
Numbers, please.
26,026 on the Dow Jones on Friday night. So the first day of March, we were up 110 points, 0.43%. The S&P 500, 2803, up 19. And the NASDAQ, 7595, up 63. So a good day on Friday there. The FTSE 100, 7106, up 32. The Nikkei, up 217 points, over 1%. 21602, and the Shanghai Composite, good manufacturing number there, well, better than expected. So their market up 1.8%, the Shanghai Composite closing at 2994. The ASX 200, that gained 24 on Friday, 6192. We gained 27 on the NZX 50, up 0.29% closing at 9351. Currencies starting this morning, 0.6799 against the US, 0.9604 Aussie, 0.5977 Euro, 0.5144 pounds, 76.08 yen, gold $1,293.44, Brent crude $65.07.
Great start to the week. See you tomorrow. Appreciate it. Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, he and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.